Deep into primary season, I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Seven states held primaries Tuesday. In San Francisco, voters have decided to recall District Attorney Chesa Boudin in what may be a harbinger of what's to come for progressive prosecutors around the country.
Leading up to the election, San Francisco voters overwhelmingly favored recalling D.A. Boudin. Here, there is no doubt that change is in the air, meaning that regardless of the election, the ripple or domino effect is now in play. Here in Los Angeles, Deputy District Attorney John Hatami says his boss, D.A. George Gascon, is next.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. In other races, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem wins the Republican primary in her race to keep her office. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa wins his primary. And Democratic Congressman Benny Thompson wins his district's primary in Mississippi. Actor Matthew McConaughey, a native of Uvalde, said the country is on the cusp of bipartisan gun reform because, as he puts it, this time is different.
These are reasonable, practical, tactical regulations to our nation, states, communities, schools, and homes. Responsible gun owners are fed up with the Second Amendment being abused and hijacked by some deranged individuals.
From a White House, McConaughey delivered an impassioned plea urging the country to support efforts to curb gun violence. The actor's White House visit comes after the tragic shooting at Robb Elementary School in his hometown of Uvalde, Texas.
Fox's Mark Meredith. In Florida, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs legislation putting more safety steps in place for schools. The law directs millions of dollars towards school security to be spent on officer and staff training and security compliance. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Another primary result, Democratic Representative Karen Bass and billionaire developer Rick Caruso advance in November's runoff for the Los Angeles mayor's race. Prosecutors in California charge a man in connection with an attack in a hospital emergency room.
Ashkan Amir Soleimani is facing three counts of attempted murder. Prosecutors say he stabbed a doctor and two nurses at the Encino Medical Center in the San Fernando Valley. Amir Soleimani then barricaded himself inside a storage room for several hours before his arrest on Friday. Two of the victims were treated and released. The other is in fair but stable condition. Police say before the attack, he parked his car in the middle of the street and went to the ER and asked to be treated for anxiety. The incident coming just 2 days after a man shot four people dead at a Tulsa, Oklahoma medical building, then turned the gun on himself. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A report shoots down a rumor that Afghanistan's former president, Ashraf Ghani, and his team stole nearly $170 million before fleeing from Taliban's takeover of Kabul last year.
The rumor may have been the result of Russian disinformation. In an exclusive interview, Ambassador Hamdullah Mohib rejected outright that he and the president left Afghanistan with millions of dollars. President Ghani was barefoot when his wife and national security advisor told him it was time to go. The special inspector general interviewed 30 witnesses. The report concludes they carried with them just over $500,000 cash.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin. FDA advisors recommend the agency approve a new COVID vaccine. The Novavax shot is a protein similar to that is used to fight the flu. And that, former Associate FDA Commissioner Peter Pitt says, may make it easier for some.
People might be more comfortable knowing that the vaccine they're getting for COVID is just like the vaccines they've been getting and that their kids and families had been getting for years. So I think this is a real teaching opportunity to bring people that haven't been vaccinated into the fold.
I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.